Senator Obama has long advocated a timetable for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq, as well as a boost in American forces deployed to Afghanistan. During his trip, the presumed Democratic presidential nominee was clearly heartened by Iraqi government statements endorsing the concept of withdrawing U.S. troops by 2010, as well as statements by the Bush administration on the need to focus more attention on the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. But if events of the last week appear to favor the Obama message on Iraq and Afghanistan, his likely Republican opponent is drawing attention to Obama's opposition to last year's troop surge in Iraq, believed by many to have contributed greatly to the current low levels of violence in the country. Speaking on ABC's This Week program, McCain accused Obama of taking a politically expedient position on Iraq that would have put America's entire mission in jeopardy.
He doesn't understand what's at stake here. And he chose to take a political path that would have helped him get the nomination of his party. I took a path that I knew was unpopular because I knew we had to win in Iraq, and we are winning in Iraq. And if we'd have done what Senator Obama wanted done, it would have been chaos, genocide, increased Iranian influence, perhaps al-Qaeda establishing a base again.
For Obama, the important question is not whether the surge was a good idea, but how best to deploy America's limited military and financial resources going forward, given what he considers an ill-advised U.S. decision to invade Iraq in 2003. The senator spoke on NBC's Meet the Press program.
There's no doubt, and I've said this repeatedly, that our troops make a difference. My job as the next commander-in-chief is going to be make a decision. What is the right war to fight, and how do we fight it? And I think that we should have been focused on Afghanistan from the start. We should have finished that job. We have not, but we now have the opportunity moving forward to begin a phased redeployment and to make sure that we're finishing the job in Afghanistan.
U.S. public opinion surveys show a tight race between the two presidential contenders, with most Americans rating economic issues as their top concerns. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.